And it's hour number four of this week's Blues Before Sunrise. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. If you were tuned in during last hour, I was explaining the difference between pre-war records and post-war records. And I thought we would spend this hour doing an hour-long refresher, one of the amazing facets of the blues. Most of the stuff that was classic recording during the 1950s here in Chicago had actually been done down south by a generation of earlier artists. And I think the easiest way to bring this message home is just to play these records. We'll play the classic recording, but before we do that, in fact, maybe I should flip these. We'll play the post-war recording, and then we'll follow up with the pre-war recording. How about that? One of the classic recordings was Elmore James. He did Dust My Broom in August 1951 for the Trumpet label. Yeah, there's the classic by Elmore James, Dust My Broom, one of, I don't know, four or five different recordings he did of that. This was the earliest from August 1951 on the Trumpet label, and that was Rice Miller's Sonny Boy No. 2 on harmonica. Of course, this one's easy. You go back to Robert Johnson, and that was one of Robert Johnson's classic recording, originally done in November of 1936.
Get my room. I'm going. If I can't find in West Helena, she must be in East Monroe, I know. I don't want no woman, won't send it down the town, man, she means.
Post-war classic Elmore James, Dust My Broom, and then the original Robert Johnson, Dust My Broom, from November of 1936. Up next, we've got another blues giant of the 1950s, Muddy Waters. One of the early recordings in his career for the Chess Brothers was Walking Blues from February 1950. Big Crawford is there on bass. We'll listen to that. And then go back and listen to the original, influenced by Son House, Walking Blues, from May of 1930, with Willie Brown accompanying on a second guitar. First, Muddy.
Well, I woke up this morning feeling round, round for my shoes. You could tell by that man I had them old walking blues now. What this morning made me feel around, feel around, around from the shoe. Well, you can tell by that now, child.
Thank you.
treated me in a no. Don't mind dying, I'm leaving.
And there's two versions of classic Walking Blues. We listen first to the post-war version, Muddy Waters, for the Chess Brothers, February 1950. Big Crawford on bass, Muddy on slide guitar and vocals. After that, we listen to the original. It was Sun House, accompanied by Willie Brown on a second guitar, Sun slide guitar and vocal, Walking Blues from May of 1930. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. It's the Blues Heritage Showcase. And this hour, we're doing a refresher about how actually all the classic recordings of the 1950s, many of them turned out to be totally plagiarized. They were copies of things they'd grown up listening to. Up next, we're going to listen to Floyd Jones, one of my favorite guys. He recorded Dark Road several times over the course of his career. We're going to listen to a version from March of 1951. Floyd's on guitar and vocal. Sonny Land Slim is on piano. Moody Jones on a second guitar, and there's a drummer here. And after we listen to Floyd, realize that the place that he got that tune was from Tommy Johnson. We'll listen to that. It's a thing called Big Road Blues from back in February 1928. First Floyd.
yeah, thank God do me like you done, oh, Jerry. Take the poor boy's money now. Sure, Lord, won't take my, I don't, hurry in my tongue and put it, mama, take the poor boy's money. Sure, Lord, won't take mine. Take the poor boy's money now. Sure, Lord, won't take mine. Crying ain't going down there. Big road by myself, I don't do. Hurry at me, dog, and put it, mama, load ain't going down here. Big road by myself. If I don't care, you gone, care somebody else. Crying, sun don't shine, dog. My bag, do someday, I don't do. Hurry at me, dog, and put it, mama, low. Sun gonna shine, my back to someday. And if it goes, so my blues over.
All right, there you had Tommy Johnson and the Big Road Blues, who was the second, I think it was Charlie McCoy, yeah, was the second guitar on that. That was done for the Victor label, and it was done in February 1928, and that was one of the things that Floyd Jones listened to and was influenced by in his career in the late 40s, early 50s here in Chicago. And his rendition of that same tune was Dark Road, done for the J.O.B. label. In March of 1951, Floyd was there on guitar and vocal, Sonny Land Slim piano. Floyd Jones' cousin, Moody Jones, was on a second guitar, and they say there was a drummer there. Again, we're listening to pre-war and post-war. This next one is sort of a difficult point to make because there really is no one tune that both artists did. We only have the word from, far as I'm concerned, the greatest blues singer was Howlin' Wolf. We only have his word that his largest influence when it came to blues was the founding father of Delta Blues, Charlie Patton. We're going to listen to a classic by Wolf, and then we'll listen to a classic by Charlie Patton, see if you detect any similarities. I take Wolf at his word, and here's the classic by Wolf, Smokestack Lightning.
Train, let her go burn out. heard me cry. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, who been here, baby, since I've been gone? Little bitty boy,
Charlie Patton, Heart Like Railroad Steel, from December 1929. Before that, Howlin' Wolf, Smokestack Lightning, from January 1956. No similarity in the melody patterns, but maybe both singers mentioning railroad. Again, we're listening to pre-war and post-war classics, well, pre-war and post-war versions of the same classic in almost every case. Here's one where we have two artists doing the same tune. We have a guy who had a hit in 1949, Robert Nighthawk, with Sweet Black Angel, and he took all of his cues from Tampa Red about 15 years earlier. Tampa did Black Angel Blues. First Robert Nighthawk, then Tampa Red.
Black angel, how likes the way she spreads her wings. sweet black angel. Ah, thanks to me, she spread the wings. When she spread the wings over me, I'll kiss joy and everything. If my black angel should quit me, I believe that I would die. If my black angel should quit me, I believe that I would die. If you don't love me, black angel, please tell me the reason why. Well, all right, man. Angel for a nickel, and she gave me $10 bill. Asked my black angel for a nickel, and she gave me $10 bill. Told I want a small drink of liquor. She bought me a whiskey still.
I got a sweet black angel. I like the way she spread her wings. I got a sweet black angel. I like the way she spread her wings. And when she spread them over me, she brings joy in everything. If I asked her for a nickel, she give me a $10 bill. If I asked her for a nickel, she'll give me a $10 bill. I asked her to buy me a drink of liquor. Lord, she bought me a whiskey still. I love my black angel. I want her all by myself. I love my black angel. I want her all by myself. I can't stand to see her spread her wings over nobody else. If my black angel should quit me, I believe that I would die. If my black angel should quit me,
I believe that I would die. Every time I see her look at another man, I just scream and cry. Please don't you try to take her. Don't bother her in any way. Please don't try to take her. Don't bother her in any way. I will spend 99 years in the big house, in for her most any old day.
Oh, there's Tampa Red. That wasn't the original. Actually, I think Lucille Bogan did the original of that a couple of years earlier. But here's Tampa with his version. And it was very influential because he played slide guitar on it, which is what Nighthawk was all about on that particular tune. We had Tampa Red, Black Angel Blues, March 1934. Tampa, slide guitar and vocal. Black Bob on piano. Before that, we heard Robert Nighthawk and his rendition, Sweet Black Angel, from September 1949, Ernest Lane on piano, and Willie Dixon on the bass. On this next one, we'll do the original first, and then we'll do Robert Jr. Lockwood. Now, there have been ongoing discussions for years about Sweet Home Chicago. And they think that the original version of that is the verse, the 11 Light City or the 7 Light City, but it was named something else. And this one, Sweet Home Chicago, is Robert Johnson, the original, from November 1936. And then we'll listen to a guy who was highly influenced by Robert Johnson, one of many, but he in particular, because Robert Johnson was his stepfather, talking about Robert Jr. Lockwood. He does a version of the same tune. He calls it something different, Aw Aw Baby, from 1955 for the J.O.B. label. Robert Johnson first, Robert Jr. after.
Hey, baby, don't you want to California, from 30 miles away. Somebody will tell me that you need my help someday, son. Hey, hey, baby, don't you want to go? Take a land of California to my sweet home, Chicago.
And there we had two versions of the classic Sweet Home Chicago. It's a father and son, father and son. It was actually Robert Johnson, the original Sweet Home Chicago from November 1936. And then his stepson, and that's the reason they called him Robert Jr., Robert Jr. Lockwood. And he called his version Oh Oh Baby for the J.O.B. label. Chicago 1955, Sunnyland Slim on piano, Alfred Wallace on drums, and there was a sax man there as well, Robert Jr. Lockwood on guitar and vocal. Here's one that I always liked a lot. When I first heard this, it just knocked me out. Eddie Taylor and the classic Write 'Em On Down. It took many years till I realized it wasn't an original tune. The original tune was done by a guy named Robert Pettway, and what do you say we give it a listen right now?
Look, sweet mama, don't you see? Shaking your stick, mama, sure about to get the best of poor me. I said, don't stop, honey. Must I write 'em on down? I don't stop, honey, mama. I believe I write 'em on down. Told my baby she weak for lies. Look now, baby, came just a little too fast. I said, my side, ride him on down. Hey, mama, what you done done? Lime sweet mama, now your plum good. May not come. I said, I'll done stop hollering. Well, my side, ride him on down. Ride him on down, man, we don't care. I done stop hollering, mama. Well, my side, ride him on down. Play it, man, play it long time. Come down. Look now, man, she knew the legs of old morning gown. I said, ooh, don't stop hollering, mama. Well, my side, ride him on down. Yeah. I don't stop hollering, mama. Well, my side, ride him on down. Two little boys are sitting on. Laying in the bed, I'm jumped up now and showed the last one. Sure fell dead. I said, "Dude, don't stop, honey, mama." Well, must I ride him on down? Yeah. I don't stop, honey, mama. Well, must I ride him on down?
Dealing man, still dealing yet. Keep on dealing down till I can find me a band. I know I don't stop dealing, babe. I believe I'll ride them on down. Well, I don't stop dealing. I believe I'll ride them on down. Raised in the country, darling, place in town. Kids on them look like mine. I believe I'll have to stop dealing and believe I'll ride them on down. Well, I done stop dealing. I believe I'll ride them on down. I'm dealing, darling, bottom of the deck. Seems like you wanna even take me west. I'm gonna stop dealing, darling, until I can ride them on down. Well, I done stop dealing. I believe I'll ride them on down. Sitting, not the day before. You come today knocking at my door. I have to stop dealing, darling. Believe I'll ride them on down. You know I done stop dealing. I believe I'll ride them on down.
Yeah, Eddie Taylor there on guitar and vocal. Jimmy Reed was there on the rhythm guitar and the harmonica. And Vernell Fournier, who was, he made so many records by Ahmad Jamal is basically a jazz drummer, and here he is laying down one of the toughest blues beats I think I heard in the history of the music. That was a cover of what Robert Pettway did earlier. He did his in March 1941, Ride 'Em On Down, Alfred Elkins on the bass, Robert Pettway guitar and vocal. You know, that thing with Eddie Taylor, I heard Eddie Taylor searching for more sides by Elmore James, and when I heard Elmore, Eddie Taylor, Snooky Pryor, and then what sealed the deal for me, signed, sealed, and delivered, was I got my hands on Howlin' Wolf, two records set, greatest hits. Boy, I was in the music for life. Here I am 50 years later. We've got one more set that I think will carry us to the end of the hour. Again, we're doing the pre-war original and then a post-war recording of the same tune. And up last, we've got Big Maceo and his classic Worried Life Blues from June of 1941. And then a guy who really emulated his piano style off Big Maceo, and that's Otis Spann, who played with Muddy Waters. We'll listen to his rendition of Worried Life Blues from August of 1960. First, Big Maceo.
Oh, Lordy long, oh, Lordy long, it hurts me so bad for us to part. But someday, baby, I ain't gonna worry my life anymore. So many nights since you've been gone, I've been worried and grieving my life alone. But someday, baby, I ain't gonna worry my life anymore. So many days since you went away, I had to worry both night and day. But someday, baby, I ain't gonna worry my life anymore.
No, boy, I ain't gonna worry my life no more. Yeah, yeah.
Place I go, how much I love you, nobody knows. But someday, baby, I ain't gonna worry my life anymore. So that's my story. This is all I got to say to you. Goodbye, baby, and I don't care what you do. But someday, baby, I ain't gonna worry my life anymore.
Life anymore. someday, baby. You ain't gonna worry my life no more. So many days since you've been gone, I've been worrying, grieving my life alone. But someday, baby, you ain't gonna worry my life no more. Oh boy, she ain't gonna worry my life no more. Someday, baby, you ain't gonna worry my life no more. You remember, mama, when you knocked upon my door. Remember what you told me, you didn't love me no more. But someday, baby, you're gonna worry my life no more. What you do, but someday, baby,